Hey guys.
Whoa.
What the heck?
You turned
that?
It.
No, I didn't. I didn't move it.
That's okay. Weird. Well, you.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
There you go.
Welcome back to another episode of Called by Name. Guys, it's been a while.
It's, yeah.
For us.
For you guys, it's just our normal uploading schedule. But yeah. We haven't recorded a podcast episode in...
pretty much like 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
I told her I needed a 2 week break and we kind of went longer. But yeah. That's okay. We're back. And we're thriving.
We're better than ever.
It's been a long day, guys.
You guys, I came over here at 3:40 p.m.
Yeah.
It is now 7:55 p.m.
And
you may notice that Paisley's mic is different.
She's new.
She is, yeah. Yeah. That is because normally we use her little sister's mic.
But
it was not working today. And it was so frustrating. And we were trying to figure it out for... four hours.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my gosh. So it was interesting because I actually like had this feeling. I was like, I think I should bring my mic just in case.
Yeah.
And then we ended up needing it. And
Praise God.
Sounds a little bit different, that's why. Yeah. It's because we had to switch it up. Yeah. But
yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay, I just have to get this out there because it's really annoying in my brain. My sisters have watched the new Trolls 3 Band Together movie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they have watched it like multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Which I love them for that. But it's stuck in my head, all the songs. And so it's just like, I can just hear it in the back of my mind. Yeah. So it's just really in there. And it's a little... yeah.
Anyways, that's exciting.
I had to tell you that.
Yeah. My sisters have watched it over and over.
Yeah.
And over and over. And they do this with movies where mm-hmm. they'll like
exactly
find one and get stuck on it. And it makes me want to. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm like, guys, can we please? Like, why?
Let me take you to a better place. Sorry, I just had to get that out.
Anyways. You know what we were going to do, and we forgot? We were going to go, guess who's back?
Back again. Because, you know, we've been gone, and we're back. At least for us.
Yeah. So I have a biblical dad joke for you to open us up with.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Smack me across the face with it. I'm ready.
What? Okay, ready?
I'm tough.
Okay. Do you need to build an ark? Because I know a guy.
Is his name Noah?
Yes.
Woo!
I told her, you need to be careful with it and like hold it away from your face. And she's over here like...
hey.
Woo!
We need to get going because it's late.
What? It's 8 o'clock.
I know, but like it's late for us when we're usually recording a podcast. Anyways, so I like your sweatshirt. This color looks really good on you.
Thanks.
I'm like hinting. Do you follow me?
Oh,
it looks good on you.
Thanks. I like your sweatshirt.
Oh, what? Oh, this whole thing. Yeah, it says
this old thing you got 2 weeks ago.
It says My City Awakening on it.
My
because
city.
We just had a My City Youth Conference.
Woo!
Huh?
Yes. Okay, so this episode is... why do I sound weird? Okay.
I swear...
I sound like I'm far away. I don't know what's going on.
It's
okay.
Fine.
This
this episode we're going to talk. Sorry. I'm sorry. I turned it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. Like sound effects.
Oh, this is not.
Yeah. Okay. Whew. Anyways, today's episode, we're going to be talking about.
It's brought to you by.
Today's episode is brought to. Sorry. What's going on?
Brought to you by.
Charmin Ozempic. Ultra Soft.
Charmin Ultra Soft.
It's just the first thing I came to my mind.
Okay.
Today we're going to be talking about our testimonies because this. Okay, let's reverse. That was a good sound effect.
Let's reverse.
This, 2 weeks ago, our church put on a youth conference.
What's going on there? Sorry, she's being crazy. Anyways, can just ignore my face.
It's okay. I forgive you. Our church put on a youth conference, and
we're going to talk about it.
We're going to share our testimonies. We're going to talk about what God's doing up in here.
Up in here.
And we're just going to talk.
So saddle up.
Because that's what we do on podcasts. Talk.
Okay. Okay, guys. We're so out of it. Yeah. Okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Mm.
So,
if you've never been here before.
It's okay. We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay.
Yes.
We're going to pray about it right now, real quick.
Lord. Distraction is not our friend.
Yes. You rebuke it.
Okay. So, really quick before we get into it, if you have not been to our podcast before, you have not listened to us, we are called by name and oh my gosh.
Called by name, that's us.
That is us. We are called by name. And guess what? So are you. So, that's why we're here, because we want to encourage you,
empower you.
We want to remind you of your identity in Jesus and remind you that you are called by name. He chose you. Yeah. He called you. And so that's the inspo behind our name. And we really just.
And I'm Paisley.
I'm Ava.
And you're listening to
called by name.
We haven't done that in a while. That felt good.
Okay. So, my city.
Yes. How was your experience at my city?
Well, I was just explaining.
Yep.
Like,
yep. Yep. Ignore everything I just said.
I will.
Okay. You have a piece of glitter on your eyeball.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Sorry. Go.
Gentle.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So my city, now called the Awakening Youth Movement.
Yep. Movement thing.
It's either Youth Awakening Youth Conference or Awakening Youth. I think it's movement.
It usually just is like My City, and that's why it says Awakening on it.
Yeah, because they renamed it this year, but for the past 10 years, it's been My City.
My City.
Our church inherited the youth conference 5 years ago. And so, anyways, it's just, it's not as big as you might think it is. It's like 1,800 kids. Well, I mean,
it's not that big. It's just like 1,800 kids.
It's big, but I've seen different. I've seen conferences that are like bigger than that. But
it's really, really powerful.
It is really powerful. Seeing
marking moments.
Yeah. Happen. Seeing a bunch of people from your generation getting absolutely wrecked and marked and like transformed.
Yeah.
All in this, like, it's, there's something about that that is just like, it's so powerful.
Yeah.
And I think it can be really hard as a Gen Zer to constantly hear like the generations before, like above us being like, oh, like, you know, teenagers or like, you know, just talking. And you know, I acknowledge that there are a lot of people our age who are not making good decisions.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I'm not naive. I'm not like oblivious to the fact that, okay, a lot of, you know, They need Jesus.
They need Jesus.
But it's really discouraging, honestly, yeah. like hearing that all the time right. and just like it, that being like spoken over our generation constantly. And yeah. then I don't know. It's just a very like vicious cycle of like,
yeah,
I think sometimes what happens is the older generation isn't willing to partner with the younger generation and vice versa.
Right.
Because I think our generation is very like, oh my God, my parents, then I don't need them and whatever. And it's like, okay, you do. That's yeah. why you have parents. Anyways. So all that to say, like, it's just really powerful in a room and seeing all your peers like worshiping and just getting yeah. like totally wrecked. And it's just
like willing everything. Everyone's so like,
yeah,
like wants more of God and wants to
they're
seek
so
him.
Receptive right. of it.
And it's yeah. so cool, especially when you're people like us, where we yeah. want that so bad for our generation. And then sitting in a room watching this happen and being marked yourself yeah. is like, it's so incredible. And so we thought we would share our testimonies and
yeah.
talk about it.
Do you want to go first? Because I feel like I'm always the first like talk, and then I take up too much time because I just it's keep okay. yapping, you know.
Which one do you want me to tell first? Because I got a few.
You just share
first
your
of all,
experience.
I'll just do a little yeah, a little recap. It was really, really, really powerful. I kind of got there very, very excited, just excited to almost like I kind of felt drained for a while and just kind of just like I needed a new refresh, a new baptism yeah. of the Holy Spirit, a new, you yeah. know, vision and new calling, I guess. Mm. And so I was just excited. I was just excited to worship with my friends and to, you know, get encountered and pray with people and in this community, and just I look forward to it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm getting there, it's real fun. And I talk with my hands now.
Yeah. She's Italian.
A week before, I was reading in Exodus, going into Leviticus, and
that's rough.
Yeah, it was fun. And it was actually cool because like God was speaking to me through those hard passages, and yeah. he started putting it on my heart to like pray about this. And I actually wrote it in my journal. I have her here with me.
I have my journal here with me.
That's crazy. Okay, wait, hang on. I write a lot of things, guys.
Why is your journal so aesthetically pleasing? Hello.
Oh, I found it. Okay. So this was wait, what's before March? Oh, this was February 27th.
You're not just
saying. Okay, you know what? Okay. This was February 27th. 2024. I write get my thoughts out. I don't even like think about what I'm writing. I just write. Mm-hmm. I'm reading my Bible in Exodus 40 about how the Lord's glory filled the tabernacle. It says, "The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Now whenever the cloud lifted from the tabernacle, the people of Israel would set out on their journey following it. But if the cloud did not rise, they remained where they were until it lifted." When I was reading this, I immediately thought of my city. I said, I pray that God's glory would hover us at my city and that we would not move unless it did. And when it moves, we would follow it. And our faces would have a radiant glow and others would see the light of God's glory everywhere we go. God, show us your glory. Hover us at my city. Leviticus 16:10 says the people will be purified and made right with the Lord. Leviticus 16:30 says you will be purified in the Lord's presence from all your sins. Exodus 34:29 says he wasn't aware that his face had become radiant because he had spoken to the Lord.
Wow.
So I just kept, every time That's I read good. That, I kept getting this picture over my city. And it felt like God was like, I want to do that at my city. I want to purify these people. I want to make them right with me. I want to cleanse them from their sins. I want to, you know, put this radiant glow on their faces and mark them. And he was like, but I need you to believe for this. I need you to start, I need you to start praying this week. I want you to pray and I want you to keep thinking about this and I'm going to put it on your heart and I want you to believe for it. And so I was like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, like let's do this. And so all week I had been praying and I kind of towards the end, I kind of just started having some doubts like, oh, like maybe this wasn't from God. Maybe I don't know, I kind of created such an expectation in my mind that I was literally going to see a cloud of God's glory in the room.
Yeah.
And that it was just going to be the super cool moment, which... anyways. Okay. I was going to say, like, God can do that, but, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, so we get to my city. I'm just super enjoying it and loving it. And the last night session, Becky preached about, I have it in my notes. She preached about.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I just.
That was, okay.
We were trying to figure out the mic thing for so long that it drained my computer's battery. And then we had to like scramble.
Yeah.
And find a charger. So.
But we found one.
We did find one.
Thank you, Cody Williams.
Yes. Hopefully that was the last thing.
Okay.
Anyways, Becky's message.
Bessie? I'm.
Wow. That
was shout out to Bessie. Bessie Johnson.
Bessie.
Love you.
Love that girl. We should have her on the podcast.
We should.
Bessie, if you're listening. Okay, Bessie. I text my mom being like, I'm Bessie.
I'm Bessie. No, if we have her on this, we'll be like, guys, this is Bessie.
This is here.
Bessie Johnson is our.
She's our Bessie.
No, what is she doing?
Executive.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the
Bessie is the executive pastor. She's amazing. She used to be our.
She was pastor. The youth pastor at our church for 8 years, and then she was like. To do this anymore.
She got sick of us.
She said
I'm just gonna read a couple of her points because it's actually really good. She talked about thank you.
You're welcome.
She talked about she talked about how like fear is a filter and how it will distort the way we see things. Talked about idol worship and how idols have taken a hold of this generation and how we were created to worship, but we choose to worship the wrong things.
Sure.
And how idol worship pollutes your soul.
Idol worship pollutes your soul. What is this episode? I feel like really this is so like...
It's like a dream. I'm just not even awake.
Yeah,
I'm
not here.
Anyways, so she did a really good message and we went into worship and God started to encounter us incredibly. And it was cool. We had this moment where,
she was like, okay, she was like going after things too.
Like, I was like,
I mean, she fully would get up there and be like, some of you need to be like delivered from, or what is she? Some of you need to like welcome a father's touch. Like, you know, a father's touch has been like perverted to you and it's been like distorted because of like Trump. And she would just like, say these things and then people would like come up and like get deliverance and get healing and it was so
amazing.
It was so cool. I don't think she's like done something like that before and it was so awesome. I was like you go girl, like you go after those things in the spirit. It was awesome. So anyways,
there was a moment where she kind of was calling out like how we kind of tend to idolize our cell phones.
Yeah.
And so there's this moment where we all came up and we put our phones across the stage.
Yeah.
And there's just like the stage is just filled with piles and piles of phones and we're all worshiping and just kind of like surrendering this and saying no, we're not gonna let, you know, these idols have a hold of this generation anymore. And so it was amazing. God really showed up, at least for me. I know personally he purified a lot of things.
Yeah.
And he kind of showed me some things that I need to work on that I did not even realize I needed to work on.
Yeah.
And I could see God's glory. Like it was there. It was so tangible in the room. And I went to go sit in the back because the front was a little squished. And I kind of just sat there worshiping and it was a moment where there was no, you know, lyrics being sung. It was just the band and I started to sing that song by Kim Walker Smith, Show Me Your Glory. I started singing that And then Derek, who was doing worship, started singing
That's
creepy. And yeah, I looked up and I was like, what? And I got the chills. Everyone starts singing this song. It was like we were so in tune with the Holy Spirit that everything flowed.
When was that?
The night session, the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happened. I served the first. So our youth group went to the second weekend of My City, but I served at the first one. And that same thing happened to me. I was like on my knees like the first night,
mm-hmm.
and I was singing that song too. I was literally back, like singing the tag, you know?
Yeah.
How long to look on the face of the one that I love. Yeah. So I'm like on my knees, like singing that. And then they start singing it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's like, we're so in tune to the Holy Spirit that everything it's like a puzzle piece, you know?
Yeah.
So that happened. And I mean, God's glory showed up. God made a lot of things right with me, with him.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
So yeah, that's a little bit of my testimony.
Well, you can go into it. I mean, I think we'll just kind of take turns.
Yeah.
So
I know one of the things God revealed to me was, he told me specifically, be slow to anger. And that's something he's been really working on with me, that I don't know, I tend to just like, with even just with my thoughts, even if I don't say anything or my actions, I still kind of have a grudge all the time. And so I was like, whoa, like I didn't even realize. I was like, God, humble me. I want to be, you know, I want to, that's another thing. He was like teaching me, he's been teaching me humility, and it's been such a journey and a process of like, since then, the past 2 weeks have been me just constantly thinking about those things, and not in like a convicted way or like, oh, I got to try to fix this, or guilty way. You know, it's more of like, no, this is what I'm working on with God, and it's like fun. I love getting to like work on myself and improve myself, and I want to treat people, you know, the way God wants me to treat them, and not with anger, and you know, not, I don't want to be boastful. I want to be humble, and I want to respect other people and show them, you know, love, and not be so, I don't know. So yeah, it's been really cool. I also, a week before, I was laying in my bed and God gave me a word, but I was like, I don't know what to do with this word. Like, is this for somebody? Like, whatever. And he said, I want you to give this word to somebody at My City with blonde hair and a green crew neck.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, this has never happened to me before. Like, I mean, our youth pastor has talked about like where God kind of told him the specific person, and then
you
know, they got to pray for that, or, you know, anyways. And so I got really, really excited, and I'm like trying to remember this word. I like wrote it down and everything, and we got to My City, and every once in a while I'd like look around to see if there's like a girl with blonde hair and a green crew neck. And so I didn't see anyone, and then I kind of forgot about it. And the last session, when we were having that whole encounter, my heart started getting like tugged toward, you know, this certain side of the room. And I just felt it so heavy on my heart. Like, she's over there. She's over there. I need to go over there.
Wow.
So I got up, I walked over there, and I'm like kind of worshiping, like looking around. And then I see her sitting, you know, in one of the front rows, kind of just sitting there. She was kind of on her phone. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's her. Like, she's right there. And so I stood, you know, a little bit behind her, and I just sat there, and I just kind of started praying and asking God to remind me of this word that he gave me, and kind of just asking for instruction and what to do. And so he said, I want you to go, you know, introduce yourself to her, pray for her, and then the rest will come. And I was like, okay, let's do it. So I was like, hey, I was like, this might sound a little weird. God told me who you were a week ago, and he wants me to pray for you. Is there anything you need prayer for? And she started getting teary-eyed and was like, yeah, I would just say for my sister that she would be open up. She would open up to Jesus, and that her heart would be willing. And she starts to get super emotional, and her sister was sitting in the front, like the row next to her. And so I just started praying. And then the word that God gave me, like, came back to me and it totally resonated with her. Mm. And it was basically this picture. I saw a picture of a street light and how it lights up that certain part of the road, of the darkness. It, you know, there's light.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking out, like looking at the street light, it looks bright. It's taking up the space of where the darkness was.
Yeah.
But being the street light, knowing all the rest of the darkness, you feel like you're not doing, you know, a lot. And you're not like in this world of darkness, it's like just a little. And
yeah.
I don't know. I was like, maybe that's how you feel, of like, you feel you're really hard on yourself because you don't think you're enough. You don't think you're being bright enough. And maybe that's in your sister's life. Maybe you don't feel like, you know, you're doing the right things or praying the right things or praying enough. And she's just bawling. And I just, you know, the rest, like, more words started coming. And I just, you know, we were both getting encountered in that moment. And she was just like, thank you. I didn't know I needed that. And I walked away and I was like, whoa, God, that was so cool. And so, yeah. And I know it, like, yes, I got to give that word. And that was for her. God wanted to do that through me. But it really impacted me. I got encountered in that process. And God taught me some things in that process. And so it was really cool. And
that's awesome. I love, like, you know, giving words to people. I think, just from, like, the things that the Lord has, like, shown me, I think I am gifted prophetically. Yeah,
definitely.
And so anytime I, like, give a word to someone and it resonates with them, it's, like, the most, like, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Because not only are you, like, okay, I didn't come off as this, like, total weirdo being, like, you know, this is what the Lord says about you. And I'm like, so, no. But it's, like, the Lord is ministering to you too in that moment, because you're realizing, like, wow, the Lord speaks to me because I can't just relate with someone on that spiritual level by myself.
On your own,
it's like, I have to have, like, the Lord. I have to have the Holy Spirit backing me up and backing up, you know, giving me that word, not just backing it up, but, like, actually being like, this is what
speaking
this person
through
needs
you
to hear.
To that person. Yeah.
And so it's really cool because it's like, I do hear the voice of the Lord. And I think, you know, it can be hard sometimes.
It definitely takes practice.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really cool when it does happen.
Oh, yeah. It's so beautiful.
How was your time at Mike City?
Was that it? Is there anything? I feel like.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really great, like, connecting with people.
Yeah. I just know once I start talking, I'm probably not going to stop. So I don't want
to. I think that's it.
Okay. Okay.
I had a great time. That's and awesome. I really got close with certain people that I don't know. A lot of people came into my life that were already in my life, but, like, I got closer.
On, like, a deeper level.
Oh, wow. You really, really got in there.
Yes.
The blood.
The blood.
That was really out of context for the people not watching this video.
Yeah, no, I have my journal entries. One of them is titled The Blood. So this might have been in between.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to date this entry. So I feel like it might have been, it was definitely before the weekend we went. I'm not sure if it was in between the weekend I served and the weekend I, like, attended. Mm-hmm. But I journaled this. I'm sitting here in my bedroom listening to The Blood by, I thought it was by Upper Room, it's by Bethel, so do not. I'm sitting listening to The Blood by Upper Room. I just felt the Lord speaking to me. I wish I had this song like last year. I never felt worthy to come before the Lord. I thought he could never love me to the extent that he does. I thought it was about my works and my deeds. I thought my actions determined how much God loved me or how chosen I was.
Yeah.
But as I was listening to this song, I felt the Lord start downloading things to me. One of the lines of the song is, it's never been about performance, perfection, or striving for acceptance. Let me tell you, it's only by the blood.
Yeah.
It's never been about deserving or earning. It's a gift that's freely given. Let me tell you, it's only by the blood. It was never me. Nothing I can do can ever make me loved by God. His stripes already did that. He already demonstrated the ultimate act of love he had. Wait. He laid down. He already. Oh my gosh. He already demonstrated the ultimate act of love. He laid down his life for me so I could enter the throne room of heaven purified and spotless.
Wow.
God doesn't see my sin and my transgressions. He sees his daughter. He sees his bride. His blood washed me white as snow, and he has removed my sin as far as the east is from the west.
Wow.
Therefore, my actions do not dictate how much the Lord loves me. It's not about performance. There's nothing I can do. He loves me because he loves me. I'm his daughter. I didn't do anything to get to that place, and I can't do anything to change that. He has so much love for us that he put flesh on, and he came and died on the cross so he could continue to love me and be with me for all eternity in heaven. And even now his Holy Spirit is with me, and his love is with me now. It's only by the blood. It could have only been the blood. Through the blood of Jesus, I'm loved, set free, protected, and delivered. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. So it was just like this moment I had where the Lord was like,
yeah.
Why does it keep doing that? But yeah, it was just this moment I had with the Lord where he was just, I'm a very like works-based person, and it sucks. But it was just this moment I had before my city, and he continued to like, he like furthered this like move in my heart where he was just like, you know,
I'm sorry.
Thanks. He like furthered this in my heart at my city where it was just this whole thing of like nothing I can ever do is gonna make me love, like, you know what I mean? Like, he already loves me so much, and he already there's nothing I can do. I can never earn more of God's love because he's already given me all the love he has for me. And I could never do anything to make him not love me.
Right.
And it was just this like warm up for like what the Lord had for me at my city. And I'm just going to be like so real and so honest. I struggle a lot with feeling like I'm enough for the people around me. I'm a very like nurturing person. I like see a need and I want to take care of it. If if I know you're sick, I want to like come to your house and I want to like bring you soup and I want to like, you know, make sure you're okay. And I want to like talk to you, you know, like I'm just very like, I want to take care of you. I want to make sure you're okay. And it's really important for me. And that, okay, it's really important for me that I feel needed by other people.
Yeah.
Almost to a fault, because sometimes, you know, I'm not always needed by people. Right. Sometimes it's just like people just want me in their lives, but they don't need me.
Right.
And so it's a really hard thing to have to like live with, of this like, I need to be needed by people and I need to be, you know. And so it's that can sometimes affect my relationship with the Lord, where it's like, okay, but God doesn't, he literally does not need me at all whatsoever. So how am I supposed to approach that, knowing that, like, how does he love me but he doesn't need me? You know what? It's like, it's so weird. And if you're not like that, you're probably like, what are you talking like, what do you mean? But so it's been like an ongoing process of understanding that like the Lord, he just loves me. And like, you know, I don't know what, how else to say it, but
no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So that was just something that he was teaching. And then he really like furthered that at, my city. So then I have an entry from, my city day one.
For those of you who don't know, it's Friday night.
Yeah.
The evening of Friday, and then all day Saturday.
Yeah. So.
And there's different sessions, morning, afternoon, and evening.
Yeah.
So. Night, evening.
So. Yeah. So day one, I said, tonight was so awesome and so impactful already. I gave God 6 hours and he did so much. Worship was great, and I started off in the front and in the mosh pit, but then I got to the back. But then it got too loud, and I had to go to the back. Then they started playing this song, The Blood.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That song.
I wrote, I love that song.
Me too, girl. Me too.
And I felt the Lord ask me to start praying over my marriage and my family. I'm 16. Definitely not married. So
she's not married.
Just context.
Future marriage.
Yeah. But that was really cool. I truly sat with the Lord and just spoke Jesus and the blood of Jesus over my future marriage and my future husband, as well as my future kids. And I'm shaking as I write this because I feel like that was truly the Lord. And I'm not really sure why he had me pray over that in that moment, but I did.
Wow.
Then I got a word from Sarah. I think she's on staff at our church. She goes to our church. I think she's on staff. And it really hit home. It was so powerful. She told me that my purity of heart was something that the Lord loves, and he delights in my faithfulness, and how I've continued to be faithful and tend to my fire for the Lord in this past season, and how he sees that, and he's so touched by me and my faithfulness. Wow. And then how I have such a big call on my life, and how I'm on the front lines, but that doesn't require me to be super loud. And that was really important, because for the longest time, I don't really feel this way anymore, but I used to really feel like, if I'm not like a super loud, bold person, how can I be on the front lines? Right. How am I supposed to? I know I have a call to ministry on my life.
Yeah.
I know that. And so I'm like, how am I supposed to go into ministry if I'm not like, you know what I mean? So, because I mean, you see these women who are super bold, they're super outgoing, they're like, you know, this is what the Lord says about you,
like Bessie Johnson.
And
go, Bessie.
And it's not that I like don't have passion. I definitely do.
Yeah,
but it was. I don't know. I feel like after my city, I kind of like definitely got some of that boldness. And so I think, you know, but in past seasons, I felt like, how am I supposed to go into ministry if I'm not like loud and crazy? Like, that was a thought in my head for the longest time, is like, I can't go into ministry. I'm too quiet. I'm too reserved. I'm too introverted. Like, I can't do that. So she told me that I'm supposed to wait. What the heck? That is not what is written down. She also told me that I'm the Mary of my generation, and how the Lord sees and honors my yes, and how I always say yes to the Lord and what he wants before he even has to ask. And the whole thing was just so powerful, and I really needed that. The Lord gave me a promise 4 years ago, and I haven't even begun to see any of it come to pass. And honestly, this past season of life has been hard, really hard, and honestly just a refining process, and it has honestly been difficult to keep my love for the Lord alive. And I feel like I'm finally out of that, and I feel so free. I haven't felt this close and intimate with the Lord as I do now. But yeah, so then Tate got a word for me, and I got a word for her, and we went into the message. Lyle Phillips spoke, and it was so good.
So good.
He essentially talked about what it looks like to be set apart. And I was here for it, because my generation mostly does everything that we can to blend in or to be normal, when in reality, we're actually called to live above that. He also English is hard, you guys.
Yeah. I feel ya.
He also talked about worshiping idols and having idols of our hearts. And last week, I served at my city last week. After Corey Russell spoke, I felt a tug on my heart to delete YouTube and Pinterest off my phone. That's the only like social media I have on my phone, by the way.
You go, girl.
But I waited until this week to see if it was an actual check in my spirit or if it was just in my head. And the second he started talking about idols, I knew I had to, so I did. Right then and there. Then we worshipped. Me and a friend wound up praying for her sister, as she is very far from the Lord, and I've been feeling the need to lift her up in the spirit. And I got to do that with that friend, and that was really special and so powerful. And that's essentially it for day one. And then I just kind of was like,
yeah,
I'm so that's close so cool to
that
Jesus.
We both like prayed for people and their sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it was really good. I really felt the Lord just like doing something and like stirring something in my heart. And I'm not even like, honestly, I feel like if you've had a love encounter with the Lord, you understand when I say like, it's kind of hard to describe a moment and describe things that happened. But I really just felt him moving and like doing things in my life. And I mean, like I said, like this past season of life has been so hard and so just draining. Yeah. Honestly, it's been crazy. And I feel so just fried. Just so like frantic and just like, okay, I'm ready to like not be in school anymore and to have like so much more time. And, I feel like,
the spiritual warfare too.
Oh my gosh. It's been crazy lately. Yeah. I actually want to go and I want to like re-anoint my room. Cause I anointed my room like 2 years ago, I want to say, but it needs to be done again. The spiritual warfare has been like so intense over here, and it's just been like, it's been draining, and I feel like
the idols,
all the things. But you know what I was surprised by was when I served at my city, I served at the coffee cart because we had a little coffee cart, little cafe situation happening. So I did the coffee cart, and the coffee cart was only open during the breaks, so I got to sit in on a lot of the sessions. And the afternoon session was so powerful because I was just like worshiping, I was doing my thing, and I felt the Lord like tug on my heart to go to this one area of the room specifically. Yeah. I was like, that's interesting, like why? So I go over there and I'm pacing and I'm just like praying and I'm like declaring things and I'm like going after it in the spirit. I'm like, you know, praying for revival, doing the, you know.
Yeah.
And our youth pastor was actually leading the session, and so he like grabs me and he's like, I'm gonna have you pray in a little bit. And I was like, okay. He's gotten to the point where he like doesn't even ask me anymore. He'll just be like,
it's just like, you're praying.
You're praying. You're and I'm praying. Like, sick. So I don't know. I have never, I'm going to send it to you so we can play it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Okay. So I just rearranged my entire life, but basically he pulled me up to pray. And after this moment, I'm not even kidding, my prayer life is not the same, because the Holy Spirit literally just like came over me and just like took, like, it, they were not my words. I don't know how that ended up coming out of my face, but it did. And I want to share it because I was listening back to it like shaking.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a thing of like, I did so good, I like prayed this powerful prayer. It was like, no, it was like God did it for
me.
And it was so cool.
Yeah.
And I sent it to my mom and she was like, that's insane. Anyways, so.
Lord, because agreeing in prayer is powerful. You guys with me?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ava, pray.
Guys, just look at him. Just fix your eyes heavenward. That's his favorite thing. Is when you get in the throne room of heaven and you get on your knees and you say, Lord, this is what I want you to do in my generation. I feel like so many of us came in here with idols of our heart, in our hearts. Whether that's anxiety for you, whether that's depression, maybe it's porn, maybe it's drugs, whatever it is. I let anxiety rule my heart for 4 years of my life. And I feel like the Lord is saying it's time for those things to go.
Yeah.
Anxiety, you're getting an eviction notice of my heart right now. Depression, you're getting an eviction notice. Spirit of suicide, you are dead in Jesus' name. The things that have been spoken over my generation for years. We're breaking that off right now. Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you touch these people? Would you tear down the idols in our hearts, Lord?
Yes.
The Bible says, in your stripes is our healing.
Come on.
We just declare healing over the minds and the hearts of Gen Z right now.
Yes, God.
We declare suicide is broken.
Come
anxiety,
on.
You're dead. Depression, you are no more in Jesus' name. It's only by your blood. It is only by your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your redemption. Lord, you love us so much that you would put skin on, that you would come and die on a cross for us, Lord. You love us so much. He loves you so much. He wants to come and touch you. He wants to come encounter you right now. So just open your mind. Posture yourself in a way that is saying, Lord, come touch me, whether that's getting on your knees or raising your hands. Come touch us, Lord. Encounter us with your love. One moment in your presence and I'm never the same. I had one moment with you in the seventh grade and I've never been the same, Lord. Lord, ignite our hearts with a burning fire to see you move in our day and in our generation. If it's not now, when? If it's not with us, then who? Lord, would you come move? Come touch us, Lord. Come be with us. We long for your presence. We're so desperate for you, Jesus. We long for you. We hunger for you. We thirst for you, Jesus. You're the only thing that can satisfy.
Yes.
You're the only thing that can quench our thirst, Lord. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else is deserving of our worship or our time or our attention.
Yes.
You're worthy, Lord.
Yes.
We fix our eyes on you, Jesus.
Yes.
And we just declare Gen Z has changed right now.
Yes.
Revival is coming, and it's coming.
Come on.
Now.
Come on.
It's Jesus. Coming. It is here.
Yes.
I can feel it. You're here, Lord. You're moving. You're moving in our midst. Would you come and rock us? Come wreck us, Lord. Come move on our campuses. We welcome you. We're so ready. Our world is desperate for you, Lord. We're ready. Would you come? Would you move? Encounter us.
Come on, you guys.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I'm all stirred up now. So.
I know. I would listen back to it and be like, whoo!
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but whatever it came, wherever it came from.
Jesus. The Holy Spirit. Praise God.
Lord.
That was, wow. Wow.
It was not me. That's all I have to say. I literally got off the stage and I was like, huh? It's like,
yeah.
It was a really marking moment. It was like, I wasn't expecting it to like, mark me, like,
yeah.
Especially because I was like just like praying, you know, like,
yeah.
Normally a lot of the like moments that I have with the Lord come from me just like sitting and waiting and like asking him to come,
yeah.
Asking him to fall on me, like whatever. And but that time I don't know, so
yeah.
I just, my prayer life is not the same after that. And
Yeah, I think it's something about you kind of giving Jonathan your yes to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, giving God your yes to giving God your yes to kind of allowing him to speak through you and then watching what he did through you to
mm-hmm.
other people and then yourself, like.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I didn't finish journaling for day two, and I don't know if I will because I've forgotten like half the things that day two. I'm always like exhausted, so
yeah.
I don't really remember a lot of what happened, but I'm gonna read you what I do have. My city day two is pretty awesome. We started with the morning session and that was pretty good. Worship was good and I could really feel the Holy Spirit doing some things in my heart. One of the songs they played was More Than Able. I'm pretty sure it's by Elevation Worship.
Yeah,
I don't. So. I think
yeah.
it is, but.
And the rockets were there.
I'm testifying.
Sorry.
Thank you. But I just felt the Lord speak to me about the promise he gave me 4 years ago, because I've really started doubting and feeling like all that was just me and just in my head. But I felt the Lord tell me, your flesh believes it won't happen, but your spirit believes it will.
Wow.
So I just sang that song over that situation. You are more than able. Who am I to deny what the Lord can do? Mm. Then Bex, one of the girls leading worship, just started saying, you can get your hopes up again. Wow. So that felt like confirmation. And I was just like, okay, well, even though my mind, my flesh has lost hope, I don't think this will happen. It's time to let Jesus do what he does best, show up. It's time to contend for that promise. And it reminded me of Matthew 26:41, which says, keep watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Mm.
I got a few more words that day. One of them really threw me off. Mm. Like one of them, I actually really liked the word he had given me, but it just felt like, have you ever got a word where you're like, I don't know what that was, but it was just off.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And so like looking back at my city, like whenever people ask me like, oh, how is my city? I'm like, it really tainted my city experiences here, which is unfortunate. And like now every time I see that person, I get like anxious because, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I think whatever it was, whether it was this person's intentions in giving me the word, whether it was just not from the Lord. I mean, there's times when, you know, you get words and it just like wasn't from the Lord and you know it and you feel it. And that's, you know, it happens. I know I've given words where it might not necessarily.
I walk away from like.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know.
That was for them. But
yeah,
God knows.
But it really like threw me off. And for the rest of the day, I was so anxious about it. And I was so thrown off, and I just kind of was like, what is it? Like, what? Why do I feel this way? Like, I don't know.
Right.
So I had to really like process that with the Lord and really like give that to him. And I didn't want to tell anyone about it because for whatever reason, I felt like guilty and almost like ashamed, of just like I don't know.
Feeling like he didn't just had to do something with you.
Yeah. Like it's really hard to explain it without.
Yeah.
I don't know. I finally was able to like talk to my dad about it and really like process it with him. And after that, I like felt a lot better.
Yeah.
But it was weird. And it honestly, it threw me off for the rest of the day, which is so sad because I feel like I could have got so much more out of the conference.
Right.
But I don't know.
The enemy is just trying to distract you and take that away from you.
Yeah. And so that was why I like really like fought back with that. And I was like, no, I'm not going to give in to guilt. I'm not going to like allow myself to feel ashamed of something I'm not responsible for. Like, you know, and I really think that was like the enemy's tactic in like trying to rob me of that experience. But so I had to really go through like breaking that off and breaking agreement with that and being like, I don't receive whatever spirit was on that, whatever intentions were behind that whenever he gave me that word. Like, I was just like, no, I'm not receiving guilt. I'm not receiving shame. I've already dealt with that too much. Yeah. Like, I'm not willing to accept that and allow that back into my life. Like, that's just not going to happen. So, anyway, the night service was like freaking, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Becky always does such an amazing job. Like she, I don't know. I love her. So we're definitely going to have to get her on the pod if we can. But,
Bessie.
Yeah. That'd be interesting if she like saw this.
She probably will.
Hey, Bessie.
Hey.
How you doing? You want to come on our podcast? Let us know when you're free. But yeah, that was really, I feel like we both had a similar experience of it. Oh my God.
My dad's telling me to wrap it up because he wants to go over to Brian and Katie's house. Just so you know.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
It's funny, as you're saying these things, all of these things are coming back to me.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I have a good, ending, closing note.
Yeah, no, but I think it's crazy that we had, like, that similar experience of, yeah. like, the idols and the, mm-hmm. like, having the... Because I, like, the first weekend before, you know, you weren't even there. And yeah. I was really, like, that's what the Lord was, like, speaking to me about was, mm-hmm. like, hey, these people, like, you know, you guys need to remove the idols yeah. of, like, you know, I think we, as we a generation...
It, and it's, like, we don't even realize it.
Totally. And I think as a generation, we can idolize things like depression and anxiety and yeah. suicidal thoughts. And it's just like, oh, I'm unwell. You know, right. it's like, what? Like, yeah. you know, I'm just yeah. having anxiety. Okay. Pray against that. Like, yeah. why are we accepting?
Right.
Why are we so willing to engage in the things of hell? Why right. are we so willing to be like, yep, that's just my portion, and right. that's what I'm going to have to deal with? And that's probably going to be a separate episode. Is like, I really want to do an episode yeah. on like mental health as a Christian, because I do think it's real, but I think our yeah. generation definitely has a tendency to like
yeah.
label things right. and to just be so accepting of like,
yeah.
I just deal with this when it's mm-hmm. like, okay,
normalizing,
invite the
yeah.
Lord into that space and like get rid of that, because
yeah.
you know, the enemy uses those things to distract us from our purpose and right. to destroy us really yeah. in the end. That's what it's all about, is
right.
destroying us, and he's not your friend. So
yeah.
I just, it makes me so sad when I see people like idolizing mm-hmm. like being mentally unwell and yeah. like, you know, it's like normal, and it's almost like cool to like yeah. you know, it's almost, I don't know how to explain this in like yeah. a good we'll way, but it's like,
talk about it in another episode,
yeah, but
yeah,
it's almost like it's like idolized to be
mm-hmm.
you know
right.
not doing it's oh my gosh,
it's normalized.
It's normalized, and people like worship the yeah. idea of having these struggles. Then mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
And so that was crazy that we both kind of like mm-hmm. were
stirred up about that. Yeah.
And yeah. social media, that was a big thing. I mean, I ended up yeah. deleting. So I haven't downloaded stuff since.
It's
like
incredible. I haven't wanted to. Like
yeah,
it feels so free now. You know. Yeah.
No, and yeah. I mean. I just really sat with myself, because I couldn't get up to the altar to actually put yeah. my phone on the stage. Like, there were way too many people.
Yeah.
But I put my phone at my feet, and I was like... yeah. But I just really... I sat there, and I had a moment where I was just like, okay, Lord, like, remove my desire
yeah.
to be so, like, updated and so, like, up, you know, up to date right. with the things of the world. Like, I want to be up to date with your kingdom.
Wow,
I want to, like... I want to... So I want to be sowing my time into the things yeah. of the kingdom, and right. investing my life and my attention and my worship
yeah.
into the things of the kingdom. And,
right.
you know, it's just not worth it. Wasting hours of your life just scrolling. Like yeah. it's really not,
mm-hmm.
what are you getting from that? Like, yeah. you know, so anyway, you yeah. said you had more stuff you wanted to talk about.
Kind of. I think it was really interesting that you got so many prophetic words.
Yeah.
I honestly, for me, I had this moment where I was up at the front, and I was sitting there, people were getting wrecked around me, and I kind of like started to realize I was allowing the disappointment and the jealousy hit me, and I was like, all these people are getting prophetic words, all these people are getting touched. You know, I haven't been prayed over or gotten a prophetic word in a long time. And I just realized, I was like, whoa, like, I yeah. am allowing myself to believe these things and be jealous. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm kind of just talking, like, bringing this to God and talking to him about it. And, like, just being like, hey, these feelings are, you know, not of me, of not
mm-hmm.
of you. And, but I do long to hear you speak to me through someone else, because I think that's so beautiful when that yeah. happens. And so I'm sitting here just kind of worshiping, and my friend next to me, she was like, hey, I got a prophetic word for you, can I pray for you? And I was like, yeah, like, yes, of course. And she was like, I just feel like Oh yeah, and when I was praying, I was just kind of like, God, I don't know, I feel like things are boring. Like, I have, every year this happens at my city, I look forward to it. I get encountered, it's that mountaintop moment. And I was like, it kind of just feels like the routine. And yeah. I want you to, like, wreck me. And I want you to, like, do something in my life that's not just, like, a one-time thing or yeah. routine. Like,
come on.
I want this to be continual, you know? Yeah. And she was like, I kind of feel like maybe things, you felt like things have been boring lately.
Mm.
And she was like, God wants to break that off of you. And he wants to get things going. And, like, she was like, I don't know. She just spoke a lot of really good things that touched to what I was just praying about.
Yeah.
And I got encountered. I started crying and just, it was a really cool moment.
Mm.
Flying again.
Is it? I don't. Yeah,
for me it is. Oh, wait. Never mind. Just kidding. Oh, there it is. I don't know. It's fine. Anyways. And since then, I've kind of viewed it as like, I think for so long I was like, this is about me. The humility part of that. Like, I was I had low humility.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize it. I was like so consumed by the, oh, this is about me. This is about me getting encountered, about me, you know, getting prayed over, spoken to. And I realized, no, this is not about me.
Yeah.
And so I, like, started asking God, like, what are you doing in this room?
Mm.
Speak through me and move through me. I want to be your vessel. And so he started giving me words for people.
Mm.
My friend, she's like a little sister to me. I, you know, got to give her a word and pray over her. And then the best friend that was sitting next to me that gave me that word, like, just after that, it just came. And it was so, like, easy to give those words to people because I had given up my longing to be encountered, like, the attention, I guess. I don't know.
That's so powerful.
It was crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah. I feel like I had to get to that point, too.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get to a point where I was like, this isn't even... Sorry. This isn't about me. Like, this isn't about what can I feel, mm-hmm. what can I experience, what can I gain. I have what I need.
Yeah.
I have the Lord. I know he loves me. I know, like, he has so much for my life. I don't need that to be revealed to me.
Right.
Like, you know, because it already has been revealed to me.
Yeah.
And so that was something that I actually really felt the first weekend. I think the Lord, he did things in me both weekends, but a lot of it really was the first weekend, or it, like, started the first weekend and continued the second weekend. But I felt him just give me this, like, burning desire to go, like, prophesy over people and to just encourage, because I know that I have a prophetic mandate on my life. Like, I just know that I do. And I was always so scared. I would see people in public and I'd get words for them and I'd be like, freak. Like, I'd be like, I'm supposed to tell you Jesus loves you, aren't you? You know?
Yeah.
And it was crazy because I felt like the grace for that lift.
Right.
Like, I was just like, you know, because that was one thing I always used to tell myself was like, I would see someone in public and I get a word for them and I'd be like, I'm too scared, but, like, it's okay. Cause there's grace for that. And it's like, yes.
Yeah.
But I felt that grace lift in that moment and
the freedom.
It was more just like, I'm giving you this mandate. It's time to step up. It's time to take courage and go do it. And I felt the Lord really just be like, you've been in hiding for too long. And I was like,
wow.
Okay. And
what's that? Becky said something about the hiding. That was really good.
So was crazy too, because she talked about the story of Gideon in the Bible and how he was, like, afraid and how he was, like, hiding, and he was threshing wheat in the wine press to hide from the Ammonites, I think it was. And
he loves to choose you when you're hiding. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
And how the Lord actually appeared to Gideon, and he said, I just finished the book of Judges. Let me find it really quick.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know your dad wants us to.
It's okay.
I will be quick.
I've only been recording for like an hour and a half, but like, you know.
This is a good thing.
Yeah. It feels really good to like get this done. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Also, if y'all haven't read the story of Samson's parents, and Samson's freaking crazy, and you should do it because it's crazy. And you should do it.
Yeah. Hold on, let me just... These points are really good. Mm-hmm. God loves to choose the unexpected. It's Judges 6:11-14. That's what I wrote in here.
6:11.
My legs are asleep and it's really hurting me.
Okay. It says, this is Judges 6, verse 12. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." And Gideon was a coward. He was hiding in a wine press. You think about that, and the Lord called him and said, "Mighty hero."
Wow.
And then he goes on to say, like, get up. And he ends up going and telling the other Israelites to get up, for the Lord has given you victory over the Midianites.
Yeah.
And so I wrote next to that, I said, Lord, help me to see myself the way you see me. Yeah. Because it's like, we, you know, it so often I would just be like, I'm not ready for that. I can't minister. I can't do that. But I felt the grace left for that. And I felt the Lord just be like, no. And he like gave me this like boldness, and that just like really, it like came over me. And I would see someone and I'd get a word for them and I'd be like, all right. I used to second guess myself so much.
Yeah.
And I would do it.
Right.
And then I thought, you know, surely this is just like a mountaintop moment. This is just like
the high of the night. Peak.
It's going to, you know, it's all downhill from here. But since then, I've just like seen people and I've been like, this is what the Lord says about you. Yeah. And I've gone and I've done it. And it's just, it's crazy how like when you give God your yes, like he's able to work through you in such a powerful way. Yeah. And so anyways, I recommend saying yes to Jesus because.
Say yes to Jesus.
Give him your yes and your life will be forever changed. I can promise you that. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything basically, else?
God did a lot in my city. And if you're interested in my city and you want to go to next year, my city, go to Awakening. Awakening Youth Movement, something
you
like
can,
that.
You can follow their Instagram page. Instagram. It's just Awakening. I just saw something. Awakening Youth
Movement
on Instagram. I don't know. I just. It's a camera. See? You see?
Where? Oh, it's a camera. It's Connie Williams. He's in there.
We're almost done. I promise.
Almost done. Okay. Let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Go to that Instagram if you want to register for next year.
They have the link in their bio to get the tickets, and then you can. They, you know, have all the updates and everything for the conference on their Instagram, so you can go follow that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put the link for tickets in the show notes. Do you want to close this out?
Wait, what?
Hold on. Yeah. What were you going to say?
Wait, what did you say?
I said, do you want to close this out? Like, do you want to, like, pray and just kind of, like...
Didn't I pray last time?
Release the testimony. I think I prayed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God,
testimony of Jesus.
If you were encouraged by our testimonies, please receive it.
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. If he did it for us, he can do it for you too.
He can do it for you.
That's what Paisley's going to pray right now, is that our testimonies would be released. Ow. If you heard us talk about something and you want that, guess what? It's yours.
Anyways, God, we just stand in agreement with everything that you did in us at My City, and we declare that over the people that are watching this right now, God, if they need that. Yeah, God, we just we stand in agreement with what you did in me and Ava.
Yeah.
At My City, and we just thank you for all the people that are listening, and if they needed that, or if you want that for them, God, I just pray that they would begin to open up their hearts to receive that, and that you would take that imprint that you made on our lives, and that you would do it on them, God. And I just declare that our testimonies would encourage people to share their testimonies,
yeah,
and to get excited about what you're doing in their lives.
Yeah.
And yeah, God, we just thank you for everything you did in us. God, we are excited to just continue to talk about it and get excited about it and see what else you're going to do, God. So God, we just thank you, and we give you all of our praise, and thank you for this episode. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast episode. We love you guys so much. If you listened all the way up to the end, thank you so, so much. We appreciate you and we love you. Yeah. This one was a bit of a longer one, so if you're still here,
congratulations.
So don't forget to rate, review, share, and follow wherever you're listening. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for watching. Also, guys, wait, hang on. We're coming to the end of this season.
We are. Next week, we're going to have next episode, we're going to have a very special guest.
Hopefully. So, yeah, be excited for next week.
Stay tuned.
And
we love you guys.
Get ready.
And thanks for watching. Get ready for season two.
Yes.
It's going to be bigger and better now that we know what together we're doing.
And we know what we're doing.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.